The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In His presence there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. This month has been tagged our month of healthy living, and by His grace, every one of us, we are going to have a testimony of healthy living all through this year in the name of Jesus. All through this year, you will enjoy good health. Tell your neighbor you will enjoy good health. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking on the introduction to health and preservation. Introduction to health and preservation is still under the series of wisdom for healthy living. So I'll be speaking on introduction to health and preservation. Our health and preservation is very important to God. The Bible says in 3 John verse 2, says, I wish above all things that ye prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. I wish above all things that ye prosper and be in health, even as thy soul does what? Prospered. It is God's desire that we all prosper. It is God's desire that you and I prosper. God created us. Not for Him to watch us suffer, no. But for Him, He delights in us. He delights in His creation. And for you and I, we will enjoy good health in the name of Jesus. I said we will enjoy good health in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 10 verse 10, we know that it is the enemy that has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Sickness is as a result of the devil. Sickness comes from the devil. And tonight, every sickness of any form, tonight shall be terminated in the name of Jesus. In Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6, it also says, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. Somebody say health and cure. Health is your inheritance. Health is your inheritance. The Bible says, and Jesus took our infirmities. And Jesus took our infirmities. That means sickness has not been designed for you and I at all, at all. Tell your neighbor, at all, at all. At all, at all. Sickness has not been designed for you and I at all, at all. It is God's design that we prosper. And not just prospering in bad health, but prospering in what? Good health. And that shall be our lot in the name of Jesus. Quickly, we're going to be looking at the major causes of sickness and diseases. Major causes of sickness and diseases. Tonight, we're just going to be laying preambles for it. And there are some causes of sickness and diseases that some of us know, some of us overlook. And tonight, as we unveil them, I pray God will give us more understanding in the name of Jesus. I say God will give us more understanding in the name of Jesus. Number one major cause of sickness and disease is sin. Somebody say sin. Sin is a major cause of sickness. Any form of disobedience attracts sickness. Any form of disobedience attracts sickness. Any form of disobedience attracts sickness. Sin sinks. Sin sinks. Sin cripples. Sin removes the relevance from a man. When Adam sinned, before Adam sinned, he was so bold. He was so confident. But immediately he ate the forbidden apple, what came about him? All of a sudden he became afraid. God asked him, where are you? And then he was answering with another question, with another answer. So all of a sudden, when sin enters, it gives way for sickness. It gives way for so many diseases. Quickly tonight, in John chapter 5, I'm going to be looking at the story of a particular person. John chapter 5 from verse 5 to 8. John chapter 5 from verse 5 to 8. There's a story of a man there. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him, the man had an infirmity 38 years. You know something? That man had it for 38 years. When Jesus saw him, lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? If you read further, the impotent man answered, Sir, let's jump to verse 14. Jesus was asking him, that man had been in sickness for 38 years. But I'm more interested in what caused that sickness. All right? And in verse 14, afterwards, Jesus findeth him, that same man that was healed. Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Surely you have been made whole. However, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. In other words, it was sin that caused that sickness originally. He said, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Sin brings sickness. Sin brings diseases. This illustration in the Bible shows us that that man laid down for 38 years. Why? Because of a particular sin. Jesus saw him, probably knew that he could have still gone back to that sin and said, Look, you have been made whole now. Sin no more, or else something worse off will come on you. Nothing evil will come on you in the name of Jesus. Quickly, in Luke chapter 5, we'll be looking at another story that tells us, or that better illustrates, that sin is an avenue for sickness. In Luke chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. Luke chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. Luke 5, and behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy. This man also was sick. And they sought means to bring him and to lay him before him. But quickly, verse 19. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through. Verse 20, let's jump to verse 20. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, see, thy sins are forgiven. In other words, he had been bedridden because of what? Let's talk. Because of what? Why didn't Jesus say, Jump up, open your eyes. Jump up, your strength. He said, Thy sins are forgiven. That's to tell you that sin was the cause of that man's sickness. In verse 25, he stood up. Let's jump to verse 25. Verse 25. Of that verse. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Praise the Lord. Sin is the avenue whereby sickness comes into the life of a man. Sin is a major cause. There was a story of a woman, a servant of God was sharing this, and he said there was a particular woman who had been sick for a long time. She was prayed upon by that man of God, and she got her healing, only for that woman to get back to the house. Immediately she got to the house, the sickness came back. She came again to the servant of God. She was prayed on. As she got back to the house, the sickness came back again. And when investigations were made, they found out that woman actually got healed. But immediately she leaves that place, she went back into sin. She was camping another woman's husband. Adultery. And obviously, the meaning of adultery in Yoruba is agbaere. As she's being healed, something is drawing away the healing. Praise the Lord. Sin is an avenue whereby sickness and diseases enter into the life of a man. Another major cause of sickness or disease is satanic attack. Another major cause is satanic attack. The devil is very terrible and wicked. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 shows us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil is a wicked devil. Wicked raised to power infinity, if possible. Devil is wicked. And ask me how I know that devil is wicked. Some people think devil is so gentle. It's not. In the book of Job, in Job chapter 1, quickly in Job chapter 1. No, let's go to verse 2. Job chapter 2, verse 6. God The Bible said in Job chapter 1, God said Job was a man. So in other words, you know, I said major cause of sickness was number one, sin. The Bible made us understand in Job chapter 1 that Job was a man that eschewed evil. In other words, he was a man without sin. Sickness couldn't have, sickness didn't have a way to enter into the life of Job at all because he had no sin. However, satanic attack was another means through which sickness could enter. And in Job chapter 2 verse 6, God allowed, you know, God was using Job to flaunt. God will use you to flaunt. You know, when God, some of us, how many of us know that in a class whereby we have, you might have 100 pupils in a class, but we might have just one or two scholars, yes or no? That if any lecturer wants to ask a question or they want to do anything, to be sure that they have taught a particular topic, they can call on that scholar and say, hey, BC, what do you, in this particular course, just to shine that I have taught you, even if other students don't know it, once that scholar knows it, that is to affirm that lecturer truly has taught that class. Yes or no? Praise the Lord. So God used Job to flaunt in front of the devil. And, you know, and the devil was saying something in verse, I think if you go, when we get home, you can read it. Let's open that place, Job chapter 2. You know, God, the devil was actually telling Job chapter 2, verse, let's start from verse 5. Put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and it will cost thee. The devil was telling God, look, I took away his property, but he still didn't fall. But I know the secret. Just tamper with his health. And there was a particular verse there that said skin for skin. And that skin for skin, in verse 6, God allowed the devil. Let's go to verse 6. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. God allowed the devil just a little, save his life. And that but a little. Do you know how wicked the enemy did? The devil did. The Bible said he kept terrible boils from hair of his head to the beneath, to abese, to the under of his feet, such that I don't know how someone that has boil under feet can walk. He was in so much pain. The Bible said he took a pot shed, a broken pot, clay pot shed. He was scraping the face of the boils. I can imagine how terrible. Even his wife advised him, curse God and die. Why? Because of satanic attack. I tell you, every form of satanic attack that anyone is going through tonight marks the end in the name of Jesus. I said tonight marks the end in the name of Jesus. There's also the story of a woman in Luke chapter 13, verse 11. That woman, there was this particular woman. The Bible says she was, and behold, there was a woman which had the spirit of infirmity, for 18 years and was bowed together. I checked another version of the Bible took that same verse and said a woman had been crippled by an evil spirit. A woman had been crippled by an evil spirit for 18 years. Satanic attack. Some causes of sickness. Sometimes some people will tell, my doctor has said this, my doctor has said that. These good doctors know what they do. We thank God for their knowledge. But many times, even those doctors know that sometimes they can't trace the disease. They must have done all manner of tests and they just don't know what is happening. If such, it is a satanic, once you have checked, it is not a sin of any form, then it is a satanic attack and it's high time you stand up to it and call it off. And tonight, every form of sickness shall be called off in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 8, I was taking a look at the story of a particular man. Luke chapter 8, verse 27 to verse 30. That was the story of a man. I'm very sure that man must have been a handsome man. But, however, he was insane. If you read that story, verse 27 said, and he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils. Not just one devil. Everybody says devil, 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 devil. We bind one devil. But this one said he has devils plural of devil is devils. Long time. And he wore no clothes. Can you say that the devil is a wicked devil? He even said devils. It's a wicked devils. Devilses. Neither abode. The man did not live in house like a human being. But he was living in the tombs where dead people were. When he saw Jesus, somebody said, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High, I beseech thee, torment me not." Immediately, that satanic attack in the life of that man succumbed. Why? Because obviously the sickness in that man's life, that insanity was an attack. That is why I know Jesus showed up in the life of that madman of Gadara and he got his healing. This was a man that he cried, they would bind him with chains and fetters. He would break it off. He couldn't live in a house. He lived in tombs where dead people were. I don't know what condition yours might be, but Jesus showed up and that man, the Bible says, Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" If you read in the latter verse, "What is your name?" They couldn't even name themselves. Normally, they should have said, "My name is this, my name is that." They said, "We are legion. If we start naming, we will not finish." Legion. They were too many in the heart of one man. I don't know how bad that state of yours may be, but I know Jesus that showed up in the life of this man will show up in your life. I said, Jesus that showed up in the life of this man will show up in your life. This man's condition was so bad, so terrible, that the Bible says a herd of pigs were grazing. And they begged Jesus, don't cast us away. Don't torment us. Bid us to move into the life of those pigs. And Bible scholars said the number of those pigs were as much as 2,000. And the devils in the life of one man came forth, entered into the pigs. The pigs could not stay like the man. That man was still staying with the devils for years. But those pigs could not stay, but they were driven with the force and they drowned. Praise the Lord. Every satanic attack in any form of anybody's life that has brought about sickness, tonight Jesus will show up. In the name of Jesus. I decree Jesus will show up in the name of Jesus. And I decree that every sickness that has held anyone down for too long, tonight marks the end. In the name of Jesus. Jesus showed up in the life of that man and he brought him perfect sanity. Jesus showed up in the life of that woman that was bowed low for 18 years. Set her loose, and she did what? She was made whole. Jesus will show up in your life tonight. Number three major cause of sickness is bad habits. Somebody say bad habits. There are some habits that enhance good health, and there are some habits that repel good health. How many of us know that? See, if a man doesn't have sin, he is a righteous man, and that man, number two, has no satanic attack. You know, sometimes it is the devil that tempts a man. The devil can tempt a person by me through sin or anything. But peradventure, in some cases, it is not the devil tempting a man now. It is the man himself that is tempting the devil. Ask how. Number one, habits. Let me give you an example of a habit. Smoking and drinking. Those are habits that can cause sickness into the life of a man. Yesterday, one of my husband's uncles, they called him. The man is a medical doctor outside of the country. And they called him and I heard and said, the man has cancer. You know, I wasn't moved. And he didn't catch me unawares. And I was like, I said it to my man. He didn't even came late, sir. God have mercy. This is a medical doctor that is the people that smoke a whole lot. We have a code for them in my university days. We call them chimneys. You know, chimney is a place where smoke keeps coming out and coming out and coming out. It's always black like that. When you see people's lips that are so black, you say, that guy is a chimney. You know, praise the Lord. The guy is a chimney. Sorry, the man is a chimney. He smokes, he drinks, and this man, when he's talking, he's so educated. He's a medical doctor, not well-renowned. In fact, there was a time he was writing in the papers. He's a man that commands respect in his field. And I was asking myself, what happened? Can't your knowledge of your medicine teach you that smoking and drinking would bring you ill health someday? I don't know how he does it. But the truth of the matter is, there are some habits that it is not the devil that tempts us now. We are the one that tempts the devil with our own actions. They call it self-inflicted. Praise the Lord. Smoking, it doesn't. People that smoke don't end well. It damages the liver. No matter how gradually they smoke. Some people just use it to catch heat. Catch, just to be all right. Some drink, and they said it's just to be all right, to take away the pain of whatever they are thinking of. If you take away that pain for that moment, once the bottle is down, the thing you thought you forgot, it will come back, raised to power infinity. And it will even make you not well, because your present state is probably filled with headache, so much pain, you know. But deal with it as it were. Praise the Lord. Smoking, drinking damages the liver. Most times, in fact, 90% of it, the end result is cancer. Cancer. You could Google it and check it. Bad habits causes sickness. Number two, bad habits. Overeating. Somebody say, overeating. Praise the Lord. Overeating is a bad habit too. You see, you take. You see this one, you take. You see that one, you take. Inability to say no. Some people can't say no to food. They are gluttonous. They keep eating. When Pastor has said it here so many times, that a man that keeps his system working 24 hours, somehow it affects. God did not create us to eat all day. There's a way the body needs to break down those food in bits like that. But when you keep eating, this one you eat, that one you eat, everything you eat, somehow even the body has a way of reacting. Somehow, sometimes you feel bloated. You feel, when you pass gas, it'll be smelling like bad beans or poison. Bad egg or rotten egg. It's because that's at that time that person has constipation. It's telling you, take it slow. You are eating too much. But some people, on top of constipation, they keep eating. Praise the Lord. Those are bad habits. It ends up into sickness. Number three, bad example of bad habit: addiction to sugar. Too much sugar intake, you know. Sugar is good for children. Some adults will tell you, I can't eat sugar, eh? Even God knows I can't eat sugar, honestly. But you know something? Even our God himself, God loves good health. When he made manna, the people that tasted manna, I've never tasted manna, but people that tasted manna said it was like coriander seed. It tastes like what? Honey. Why didn't the Bible say it tastes like sugar? So sugary. It tastes like honey. Praise the Lord. Too much sugar damages the health. Too much sugar. Some of us are in the habit of taking carbonated drinks, 3 bottles, 4 bottles per day. Stop it. Praise the Lord. No matter, even if you are a man that lives free of sin, you have no satanic attack, you are already tempting the devil by opening ways. Fireborn, firebrand Christian. If you do, there are some things you need to watch it. Talk to yourself. Caution it. Too much sugar. It's sometimes, even in children, you can test it. There was a time we had a function to do in the house many years ago. And I think my first son took a lot of bottles of Coke. I think like two whole bottles. Knowingly or unknowingly, not like I knew, but later when I heard he took that much. And because I had a lot of guests, I wasn't able to pin him down to say no. So he took 2 bottles. And alas, what happened? They put on the music. He was dancing uncontrollably. He was dancing uncontrollably. Honestly, he was like a small boy. He danced for more than 30 minutes on the spot. He was dancing. Go and sit down. Hyper high. He was laughing like someone that was like, you know, in my house, we usually make a joke. Say, Otimo kai kai, you know. He was dancing like somebody that was high. They would call him, come and sit down. And then laughing on the high. Do you know, I had to bundle him by force. Took a bath for him. I gave him cocoa drink and made him to sleep. It was my time he slept longer than he normally sleeps. Because that happened. If sugar is in that, you saw that effect in the child. We call it sugar rush in children. Sometimes you could see, if you allow them to take too much cakes, they will begin to hyperplay. Normal, if you can try it with your, if you have a little girl, just try it. Put in so much sugar and use that child as a test. And tell me the result afterwards. If sugar is that bad, you can see the effect in children, how much more in adults. So please reduce your sugar level. The higher, you know, the more we grow, we need to also gather wisdom that will help us live good health, that will help us live a good life. The more you grow, even in adults, there are some things you should drop off. For example, red meat. Those are things, cholesterol, drop them off. Those things causes ill health. And I pray the Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. Number four causes of sickness. Number four causes of sickness is fear. Somebody say fear. Fear, F-E-A-R. The F means false. E, expressions. A, appearing. R, real. False expressions appearing real. Fear is false expressions appearing real. Fear is a major cause of sickness. Fear is not of God. Faith is of God. Fear is not of God. It is a device of the devil to enslave us. It is a device of... When the devil knows the victory is ours. So one way he can... You know, sometimes when you have gifts in a room and you don't want your child to go to that room, or you are keeping something you don't want that child to see, somehow as parents, we create some funny fear. Don't go there. Something, you know, I correct my children. There's nothing like ojuju. But when the elder ones want to scare the younger one, they say, ojuju is there. Don't go there. They don't want her to cross. And so they create fear. That's how the devil does to us sometimes. Good health, living healthy is our lot, is our right. But you know something? Fear takes it away from us. Fear enslaves us. Fear cripples us. You know, I read about the story of a woman, a lady. Her grandmother, at a particular age, died of cancer. Her mother, at a particular age too, died of breast cancer. The grandmother, breast cancer. Her own mother, breast cancer. So when that lady got to that particular age, before she got to that particular age, you know what she did? She cut off her breast. It's a true life story. She said, if the cancer doesn't have a breast, it will express itself. It won't come to me. But you know, unfortunately, cancer still came. But it was cancer of the liver. What am I trying to say? Fear enveloped the lady. Even before the cancer came, she has certified herself of cancer. Why would you cut off a healthy breast thinking that you will have it? Praise the Lord. Fear, the way fear deals with people sometimes, I was telling somebody in my, you know, like about 2 weeks ago traveled. The person was sharing, said, let me share testimony with you, mama. I said, what is that? My boss got to armor your hair and there was an accident. So the vehicles in their front were hitting each other because of the effect of that accident. Like, what do they call that thing? Somebody hit a car, and then because of that, the subsequent cars afterwards, with the so much bang, were colliding into each other. And it was a bad one. So their car was the next I was supposed to be colliding with the trailer also. So he said everybody had blanked out in the car. And immediately he just held a halt. They don't know how the driver maneuvered. They don't know how he did it, but they found out that the car stopped by itself. And they were all thanking God. But you know, alas, what happened? He said he looked at his side, that the woman that was sitting beside him had fainted. At Amoyo, she said they were able to revive the woman and find her when they got to Challenge. Amoyo to Challenge. I said, that is how people just pass away. Nothing actually happened, but she had gone even before the incident of the thing. Could you understand? Some people, fear of the sickness itself kills them before the main sickness comes to take them. But I pray no sickness will take any of us in the name of Jesus. I say no sickness will take any of us in the name of Jesus. You know, don't walk in fear. Don't walk in worry or depression. Something has been happening in your family. Your great-grandfather died of a particular disease. No problem. Your great-grandmother took it over. Your grandmother took it. Don't exercise that fear that you will take it, especially if you are in Christ. Praise the Lord. If we are in Christ, Bible says all things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And if the devil keeps ringing it in your ears that what took your grandfather away will take you away, tell the devil if he still needs to do business with your grandfather, he can go wake him up in the grave and continue business with him. But for as long as you are concerned, you can't be a victim of such. Why? Because you are a new creature. You are in Christ. You are not supposed, we are not ruled by fear. The Bible says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Have that sound mind. Hell, the devil doesn't have that sound mind. That is why he can replay what had happened to your great-grandmother and been taking it. In fact, you can play this particular scripture in his ears. Jeremiah chapter 31, quickly, verse 29 to 30. Jeremiah 31, verse 29 to 30. He says, Jeremiah 31, 29 to 30. In those days, they shall say no more. Somebody said they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on the edge. In other words, what took my father away? It's not permitted to take me away. Go to the next verse. He says, next verse. Okay. Sorry, verse 30. Sorry. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on the edge. In other words, what my great-grandfather did that took him away, it was an agreement with the devil. That's it. It can't take me away. The Bible says in that earlier verse of 29, it says, they shall say no more. Somebody said, they shall say no more. If you are here, you notice a particular strange generational ailment in your home. Use the scripture and say, the Bible says, they shall say no more. What took her, what took him, can't take me away. Praise the Lord. And by his grace, your portion shall be good health in the name of Jesus. Quickly, what are the ways out of sickness? I've already told us the ways that sickness can come. And how can we go out of all the sicknesses? Number one, feed yourself in the word of God daily. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. Feed yourself. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them, and health towards all their flesh. The word of God is health to your flesh. He didn't say just your soul alone, to your physical flesh. The word of God has an effect on your flesh. The more you read the word of God purifies. It cleanses. The more of God's word you know, it sets you free. The Bible says, they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. You can do exploits even in good health. Hallelujah. The word of God is true. The word of God is what sets you free from every form of bondage. The word of God. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. It is the word of God that liberates a man from any strange. You notice something that is not supposed to be. Don't accommodate it. Don't personalize it. My migraine, my typhoid. No, use the word. Combat it with the word. And let that thing jack back to where it is coming from. Praise the Lord. And then in Luke chapter 10, verse 16. Quickly, Luke chapter 10, verse 16. Luke 10, verse 16. He that heareth you, heareth me. In other words, when you speak the word, the devil recognizes Christ in you. He says, he that heareth you, heareth me. And in Mark 10, 11 verse 23, says, whatsoever you say to this mountain, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou moved and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, he shall have whatsoever he will say. If he doesn't doubt it in his heart, Mark 11:23. If he doesn't doubt it, he will have whatsoever he says. So if you don't doubt it, tell that sickness, once you sense it, tell it to Shidi to carry itself and move, and it will be moved. Number two, ways out of sickness is watch your lifestyle. I've already said that earlier. Watch your lifestyle. No smoking, no drinking. Avoid sugar. You know, taking 3-4 bottles a day. And then using hab in the evening. They call it agbo. Say, if I take these 3 bottles. Some people take it knowingly. They will take 3-4 bottles in the morning and say, I have agbo jedi at home in the evening. It will help me neutralize it. For how long do you want to keep neutralizing the thing? Stop the sugar. If at all you must take it, reduce it. Praise the Lord. So that the agbo jedi self, sometimes even the jedi will not work. It will get, yeah. Do you know how come sometimes that we call something, there are some malaria that become resistant. Lately, I will not mention the drugs. I will not say I demarketed their products for the pulpit. I've been using a particular product or drugs for my children for malaria, and I found out that the thing is not working. It's not working. Alas, I laid my hands and said, enough. This thing has become malaria resistance. But one thing that is not malaria resistance, my God, is not malaria resistance. Praise the Lord. My mantle is not malaria resistance. Praise the Lord. But honestly, sometimes some of those drugs become malaria resistant. They become, they tell you their body is resisting to it, and it just won't work effectively. Praise the Lord. So agbos sometimes become jedi resistant. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three, remain under prophetic cover. Many people in this ministry, we have had series of testimonies. Of what? God's servants speaking on this pulpit, and they got their healing. Somebody sometime had a testimony of 15 years pain. The servant of God spoke the word via from this pulpit, and just that word in a sickness of 15 years in just that service was over. Somebody shared another testimony about 2-3 weeks ago. She had a bloated stomach, and the servant of God mentioned her case. Just via that word, a healing came. Many and many series. Somebody came and said, my baby has not been sleeping for days. Via the servant of God's prayer, and via that, there was instant change and healing. Brethren, remaining under prophetic cover is a way of escape of sickness. Any man that cannot submit himself to a prophetic cover, to a particular prophetic ministry, is exposing himself or herself to what? Sickness. We have had people that have come to testify. Oh, somebody testified sometime ago, she saw bullets, like as if she was watching movies. And then, just like that, my dear, some people can't testify like that. But we thank God for his grace upon this ministry. One major way of getting out of sickness is to remain under prophetic cover. Number four, serve God faithfully. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. The Bible says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your waters, and I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. Serve God faithfully. Serve God faithfully. There are some ways. Some people think they are serving God, But there are some services that are not acceptable to God. Because of my time, I was studying Eli and his sons, Hophni and Phinehas. And I found out that, you know, even God was angry with Eli himself. God was angry with Eli. Eli was serving God. He was a priest, yes. But God was angry. God sent a prophet to him. And then after that, God spoke again through Samuel and told him, I'm not happy with you. Your service is not acceptable. You are honoring your sons more than me. But do you know what the response he gave to the message from God? He said, he is God. Let him do as he pleases. What does that mean? I don't give a damn. He has already said it. So, what do I do? Let him do it. That's an I don't care attitude. And because of that, the Bible says even nothing, but if you open that part, it says nothing can take away their sins. Nothing, their sins will not be forgiven. How can a man that has been serving in his tabernacle for years, and just because of his lack of faithfulness to the things of God? Brethren, your faithful service is a way of escape from sickness. If you serve God faithfully in any department, serve God with your service. There are ways of serving God. If you serve God in a particular service and a particular department, you know, and you are challenged with any particular ailment, you can table it before God and say, God, remember my days. That was what Hezekiah did in the book of Isaiah chapter 38. Hezekiah's case was confirmed. And God has declared him and told the servant, he said, go and tell him to pack up his house. Put his house in order. He's coming home. But Hezekiah said, remember, my Lord, what I did, this and that. And God did was added 15 more years to his age. One of the ways by which a man can get out of sickness is to do what? Bury yourself in what? In the service of God. Bury yourself in the service of God. You can't serve God and fail. You can't serve God. When you serve God acceptably, one prayer we should keep praying, that Lord, all the days of my life, let my service to you be acceptable. Eli thought he was serving, but his service, because he wasn't honoring God like he ought to, he wasn't acceptable anymore at a particular point in time. Brethren, let our service be acceptable to God. Faithfulness. Serve him faithfully. Don't serve him today and tomorrow you're off. Serve him faithfully. And number 5, fast regularly. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Isaiah 58, verse 8. Fast regularly. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Somebody say, thy health shall spring forth speedily. What brought up that health? Do you know it? If you read it in the earlier verses of that scripture, was because of fasting. Fasting. What fasting? If you can go and get home, you can read that entire chapter, Isaiah 58, from the beginning. Fasting. What will this fast do for you? And he started analyzing what the fast will do for you. Praise the Lord. Fasting brings and makes your health spring forth. Number 6, place a demand on heaven for good health. Ways out of sickness. Place a demand on heaven for good health. Place a demand on heaven. You notice a particular challenge or a particular thing that is not right in your body. Place a demand for good health over it. Ask and it shall be given. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. If you ask, either ask it, receive it. So when you ask God, God has a warehouse there filled with so many spare parts. If you have one that is not functioning well, ask the originator of the spare parts to fix it for you, and he will definitely do that. Place demand on heaven whenever you don't. That woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, the Bible says she has spent all that she had. All. There was a particular time that the drama unit tried to bring out that drama concerning that woman, and I was imagining. One will look up and call one incredible bill. And then because she had no choice, she will pay. She will pay. Do you know, sometimes if you hear what some people are spending on health to live, you will thank God for your own health. When you imagine what some people are living on, a particular drug is so and so. I knew of someone before he died. He was supposed to be using a particular drug, I think in about a week, and one of them was about 60,000 in a week. And I'm wondering. And at that time, he didn't mind to keep buying for as long as it will help him to get back on his feet. Brethren, you and I have something that money does not buy. Access to God. Nobody can buy access to God. Nobody buys access to God. Anybody that says, give me money, I will help you to call on Jehovah, is an F-A-K-E pastor. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain grace and mercy in time of need. Our God is a God that everyone can come to. Nobody has monopoly of God. But one thing that gives you access into that heaven is what? Salvation. 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 When a man is not saved, it rips you of so many things.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.